the Lord. Amen. I want to bless the name of the Lord. I thank God for the shepherd in charge, for this great opportunity they have given unto me. He has given unto me. I don't want to take it lightly. I pray for more anointing, sir, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The word of God that God has laid upon my heart is not really new, but it has just been, you know, God has just been hammering it, and I believe that is what God wants me to share. And I'm going to share it. I titled the message, Recovery, the Lost Glory. Recovery, the Lost Glory. Recovery, the Lost Glory. You'll be wondering, oh, our glory? Yes. But you might not know. We might not know. There are some things we do unknowingly to us, we don't know. The way we, you know, the way God has been using us before, you don't know, maybe, you know, gradually the thing is just, you know, diminishing, going away, and you still think, oh, you are bouncing back. The Lord will restore us to the original in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I quickly want to take the text. I don't want to waste our time. From the book, there are two texts, but we are not going to read the second one because it's a popular text. But the first one is in the book of Psalm 8. Psalm 8, I quickly want to read verses 4 to 8. Psalm 8, 4 to 8. That's why I wasn't surprised when the Bible was using even, you know, part of it for a testimony. He says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the pass. The early verses, it says, O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, you have ordained. What is man that the one I just read? Let's just stop there. And I went to the dictionary because, you know, my English is not all that okay. And, you know, just to search for, you know, what is glory? It says, I renown or honor one by notable achievement. Another one says, magnificent of great beauty. I just want to say glory is used to describe the manifestation of God's presence. God's presence in our lives, that is it. As it was seen in Exodus 33:18, when Moses was telling God to show him his glory. And God told him, you cannot see my glory because nobody can behold God's glory with naked eyes. And would not God just show him a glimpse of his glory? And just, you know, to satisfy Moses. When one has glory of God in his own life, the invisible qualities of God are made visible. I said kinds of glory. We are not going to that. I will just, you know, tell us the text. 1 Corinthians 15:40-43 is telling us about the terrestrial glory, all kinds of glory, but, you know, different glories. Everyone has deposited glory, which God, you know, God has deposited the glory in everyone's life. It is an eternal treasure to deliver us in the day of trouble. Some glory, you know, they promote our destiny. That's the kind of glory. Some promote, you know, it's a quota of excellency. It's, you know, one kind of glory is the totality of our unique capacity. One kind of glory, it makes, you know, makes us shine. Another kind of glory is the star of our destiny. It makes our destiny to shine. People will say, wow, look at this one. You know, they will marvel when they see what God is really doing in the life of an individual. And I said, glory can be inherited. It can be stolen. May our glory never be stolen in the name of Jesus. Glory can be transferred. It can be lost if one is careless. It can fade away. It can sink. That will not be a portion in the name of Jesus. It can be buried. That is not a portion in Jesus' name. It can be killed. It can be destroyed. It can turn to shame. That is not a portion again. In the mighty name of Jesus. When glory is lost or stolen, one is not able to serve God as before, or not fervent in the Lord as it used to be. And you will just be, oh, maybe this, maybe that. We knew who we were, where we are coming from. All of a sudden, you know, when we come to America and God has promoted us, he wants the glory to shine, to continually shine, but somehow, and we, you know, we don't want to admit that something is wrong. The Lord will restore us today in Jesus' name. Amen. One is not able to honor God anymore. That is, you know, when the glory is shaking, when it's kind of lost. You find it difficult even to praise God. You find it difficult even to, you know, to honor God, even with your substance. And you will be miserly to God as if he's not the one that, you know, gave you the power to make that wealth. The Lord will restore us again in the name of Jesus. In our text, Psalm 8, 4 to 8, 4-8, it tells us that every man born on earth has four endowments. The four verses. The first one is, we are the offspring of God that is made a little lower than God. But when it is lost, now men begin to, you know, to run away from their creator. May we never run away from our creator in the name of Jesus. Another point says, you know, the second one says, he made every man to have crown of glory. That is a portion to everybody. But instead of, you know, some people now to carry the glory, some people are carrying shame. I said that will not be a portion in Jesus' name. The third one says, you know, man, to be born, we are all born to be king and queens. But instead of us, you know, just as the book of 1 Peter 2:9, that says we are the royal priesthood, we are peculiar people. We already have the glory. God has deposited that glory. But something happened, maybe through pride, maybe through our careless attitude, something happened. It was just diminishing and diminishing and diminishing. And, you know, struggle started. Thank God for our brother that did the fresh anointing this morning. I was, you know, within me. We have heard about faith. We have heard about this or that. But when he was just, the God was using him in another way, the way he broke everything down, he said, oh, maybe challenges, maybe, oh, I said he was preaching some of my, you know, of my ministration this morning. The fourth one, man given dominion, authority, and power God has given us. It's part of the glory, part of the package. But through sin, the power is lost. The Lord will restore it today in Jesus' name. When the power is not, it did not start from us. It started from our father, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. According to Genesis 2:17, God gave instruction, do this, do this, don't eat this. But what did they do? They disobeyed. And who did that? Thief. Who is the thief? Devil. The book of you know, John 10:10 said, the thief cometh but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But thank God, Jesus has come to give us abundant life. And that is our portion in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And as a result, man now fell into category of, because our great father and mother, because they inherited it, and they passed it to, thank God for Jesus. So we now fall into the sin of, it doesn't matter. Devil's voice is now what echo into man's heart. The devil, you know, the same devil that visited Eve, where God put them to enjoy, has gained his weight in many lives. You know, when the men are now, we are now accused. We, you know, there are many challenges. We just don't, you know, holiness is no longer the watchword. When you are old, they will say, oh, you are too hot. And you are mommy Jesus. Mommy Jesus, daddy Jesus, just is just too much. Devil now brings spirit of compromise into the church, into the life of, you know, brethren. Devil told Eve, her obedience, her holiness was too much. Proverbs 14:34, he says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. Sin has now become the reproach, and it has, you know, gradually stolen the glory of some. Man lost glory through disobedience. Come on, you know, disobedience, don't do this, do this. And, you know, Mama Eve now begin to blame, you know, the serpent. Genesis 3:4-8. If it can be on the screen, but I'm just looking at the time, I don't want us to take too much of it. It says, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. That's, you know, the lie of the devil. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did it. Let's stop there. That's where the whole thing started. There was lust of life, there was shame, there was nakedness. Nakedness set in. They realized, you know, where they were. They realized what, you know, they have done. And man now became a runaway from God. Who is our creator? There was lust of status. There was lust of position. People, you know, men, people, they now drop from dignity to just ordinary. There was lust of fellowship with our maker. Genesis 3:8. Men don't want to fellowship again because sin drove away men from his presence. May we never be driven from God's presence in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray whatever the devil is doing or has done to drive us away, to drive our family away from God's presence. The Lord rebuke the devil in our lives in the name of Jesus. Do you know this thing happened gradually? Because, you know, some people, their own is pride. Is pride. And they don't know. And who brought the pride? The devil, a thief. He would just steep in a little pride. And you became, you know, full of yourself. The Lord will deliver us in Jesus' name. The book of Ezekiel 18:4b, it says, the soul that sin, we die. We will not die in Jesus' name. Romans 6:23 says, wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. No more affliction for us in the name of Jesus. Romans 3:23, it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Satan has his own agenda, but he himself has lost the glory of God. Whatever we have lost, God will restore back in Jesus' name. Amen. Now our case study is the book of Job. You will be surprised. What happened to Job will never happen to us in the name of Jesus. But I just took it as a case study. Job, according to Bible, a typical example in our case, a case study, he was seen as a righteous man. In Job 1:1-3, we might not read it. Hardworking, holy, responsible, that is how he was described, God-fearing, honorable, and the richest man of his time. He was happy. He was obedient. I want to say he's a correct man. He had all the qualities God wanted in a man. Bible says, he that thinks he stand, take heed, lest he fall. In the book of 1 Corinthians 10, 12. Job had one wife. He wasn't the husband of many wives. He did not miss it in the area of marriage. He had 10 children, 7 sons and 3 daughters. Satan took a note of him. He accused him. And, you know, he went to God. He said it's because of benefits that Job was enjoying. That's why he wasn't able, you know, to offend God. And God permitted Satan. But he did not allow Satan to take his life. And in Job 1:13 to 42, that is the account of losses of Job. Just in a day, all that Job had, you know, was no more. The children, the business, everything. After, you know, one loss after the other. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. He was really afflicted. That is to know that the devil is a wicked devil. He accused him. He said, you know, and they tell him of his, you know, that now you might not see that in Job. But Job, according, you know, to my personal, that is my personal view. Job had a little, just a little, you know, a little pride in him. He was proving, you know, righteousness, because he knew he never offended God. He was an upright man. And that, you know, he was telling God in Job 29:2, he was looking for the old days, the better days. That's why I said we will not know better yesterdays in the name of Jesus. He was recorded, you know, he said he was the man of authority. People honored him. They recognized him. He had business. He had children. And in Job 30, well, verse 1, from 1, men mocked at Job. He became object of ridicule. He was rendered useless. Job, in Job 30, 16 to 17, and, you know, to 30, his account of his affliction, he was mourning, he was crying. All these afflictions, though Job did not even sit down and even, you know, maybe repent, recognize God, and just, but God was like, you know, the spirit of pride. He was just mentioning his, you know, better yesterday. He was, you know, all his righteousness that God says is like just like a filthy rag. Instead of him to repent and just say, God, you are my, you know, you are unquestionable God. No, he was doing that. Not until when God opened his eyes. God, I want, that is my own assumption. God, Job was kind of, you know, proud, you know, he was proud. He was proud. He was making many references in the Bible recorded it. Hi, hi, hi. Who is he, by the way, saying hi? God, our God is the I am that I am. He's the I. Job was just mentioning himself until, you know, that is like, you know, sharing God's glory. Even though he was righteous, but in it, you know, he was full of complaints. He was complaining. Job, this is my own conclusion. God will have mercy. I concluded Job was living in fear, not in faith. He was living in fear, not in faith. Job 3, 25 and 26, you can see that. Job challenged God and asked God what he can do. That is seen in the book of Job 42. Forgetting God is unquestionable God. But when Job admitted and said, he admitted his foolishness and repented. That is when God visited him back again. It is seen in the book of Job, Job 42:1. He repented. He said, God can do anything because he is the one that created him. Job 42:3. He repented. His eyes saw what he hasn't seen before. Mercy was brought to Job back. Job accepted his pride and cried for mercy. Job stepped out but God showed mercy. When Job returned to God and forgot about all his self-righteousness, his better yesterday and everything, God visited him. He visited his case back. Job now forgave all his friends because he was having bitterness. Bitterness. Some of us do that too. Unknowingly, we don't know. Bitterness, just because of that alone, God just, you know, God just allowed, you know, him to be just to be suffering. But his story changed. As soon as he realized what he has done, his story changed. He forgave all his friends just in one chapter. 42. He forgave. As soon as he forgave, as soon as, you know, all the bitterness he had, God, you know, God is a merciful God. He sought for forgiveness and God restored him. God blessed Job. He restored him. He gave him, you know, a better day. We were told that Job now lived for 140 years. After his trials and tribulations, he was healed. He was blessed. His marriage was honorable, was blessed again. Glorious, children restored. And everything you can think about. Where we have become object of sympathy and mockery, our story will begin to change in Jesus' name. Amen. If we don't want to learn anything in this, you know, this what I've just said, just, you know, I don't, you might be saying, oh, who is talking? But personally, that is, you know, I'm still in the process, and I know God is able. My God is able, and our God is able. He's able to complete whatever he has started.
Amen.
I would want us to search ourselves. You know, just a little sin. Oh, you are claiming righteousness. If you don't know, people are looking at you. Oh, you go to church every day. Do we know that this Satan tempted Jesus, even our Savior, after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, coming back? Because this devil, I don't know if there is English like that, he is a glory stealer. He is a thief. He wanted to steal the glory of Jesus. And he knew how he can. He's been planning. And when, you know, after he has fasted, he was just, you know, in a subtle manner. He was telling him, if you are a child of God, if you are a son of God, jump, you know, turn the stone to bread. Who did he think he is? But thank God, he was trying to steal Jesus' glory. But because our Jesus is our Lord and Savior, he wasn't able to conquer Jesus. If this devil cannot conquer Jesus, he will not be able to conquer us in the name of Jesus. But we just need to be, you know, sensitive to his little lies. Maybe you start from telling, you know, white lies a little bit. Later, oh, maybe that's one, you know, you can go with that. Then you start from another one. And it is the thief that will be suggesting that to you. By the time you know it, you become a perpetual liar. You know, you just say it. You don't even wait. Try to find the weight. Oh, yes, I've gotten them in that way. Or it's pride. They cannot even talk to you. Maybe you have been counting, you know, maybe thousands of dollars now. And you have become, you know, all in all. In the house, the husband cannot talk to you. Wife cannot talk to the husband. God will deliver us in Jesus' name. That is little lie of the devil. And that is why he has become a thief. He has come to steal glory, but he will not be able to steal our glory in the name of Jesus. Peradventure, he has stolen some. There will be restoration in the name of Jesus. That is seen in that book of Joel, Joel 2, from 25 to 27. So, brethren, it's not going to be too long. I would just want us, you know, to pray. I said, devil is the glory stealer. You might not know it. You know, it's just like a spiritual checkup that I want us to do. I'm doing mine. Spiritual, what are those things? You have been praying 3 hours. Thank God our brother said, you know, admonish us about revival. But this, you know, you already know God what you are up to, what your God is up to. Just like in the fresh anointing, our brother said, He became object of mockery for people. We do not for people. They were suggesting another plan B, but those, he said, those who know their God, you know your God, you will be strong. You will command mountain, mountain will move. But, you know, when they know, little things, and they will be coming to with their suggestions, that is the work of the thief, the work of the devil. He will come with little pride, pride. From there, he will zip in something else. From there, something else. From there, something else. You have been praying maybe 2 hours a day. You find it difficult to pray. I'm talking to myself too. Let's do that spiritual check. I know where the thief has been coming. I know definitely that this is the thief, the work of the devil, the thief. Story, your glory, stealer. He will not steal our glory anymore in the name of Jesus. Let's just rise up on our feet, because I said it's not going to be long. It's just a spiritual checkup. We are going to pray. We are going to plead for mercy of God. We have eaten, the forbidden fruit. Again, after Jesus has, he came back to give us life. You had forbidden fruit. What is that type of forbidden fruit? Disobedience is a forbidden fruit. Pride is one of those that the devil has brought. Let's search ourselves. We have missed it a little bit. Because God has promoted us a little bit, now nobody can talk to us again. The Lord will deliver us in Jesus' name. That little pride in us, that little attitude in us, that little things, as if God, with the God that has created man, does he not have eyes to see again? Then the things of God has now become secondary in our lives. Just because he promoted us a little bit, we are in America. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Let's just begin to plead the blood of Jesus. And peradventure, you offended somebody or somebody offended you. You better begin to mention their names now and forgive them within, because that is the work of the thief. The work of the thief. Devil has suggested, he has brought that, do you want to settle? You better don't settle. If you settle, that person will take advantage of you. Because you are so soft. You better let go. Let it go. And release whoever you are holding. That is a glory stealer. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And we are going to pray for forgiveness of sins. Ask God to forgive. And the Lord will forgive me too in the name of Jesus. And pray. Say, Father, where I have sold myself out. You don't know where you have sold yourself out. Disobedience might be the one. It might be the one that wants to bring, something to the family. And you begin to draw it, and it doesn't match anymore. It doesn't match anymore. Struggle begins. Where I have been sold out. Where I have sold my family out. Let their daddy, Lord Jesus. Lord, because you have purchased me with your blood. You have purchased my family with your blood. Daddy, let your blood begin to revive us. In the name of Jesus. Where I have sold my family out. Lord, is it through my little sin, disobedience, or unforgiveness, fat pride, little pride, lies, little lies. Father, let your blood begin to, Daddy, Lord Jesus, buy me over. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You are going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. That we are our virtues, our destinies have been tampered with. Or where we have lost it. Lord, let there be complete restoration. Today in the name of Jesus. So that our glory, the glory of our children will shine. We will be the original. That the Lord has created us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, shall we just begin to pray? In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray for transformation. By the time God transformed the life of Job forgot all those mockery, all those suffering, all those, bitterness, all those, sickness. He forgot it. And God added value unto his life, unto the life of his family. I'm not praying for what happened to Job should happen to us. But it's just like an example that the Lord will restore us. Every year, where we have been walking, like Hebrew slave, and in this America, that the Lord will restore us to the original in the name of Jesus. He will give us that revelational knowledge that we don't know in the name of Jesus, that as soon as he's giving us, that we will key into it, and our life will never remain the same in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will visit our family in the name of Jesus. He will restore our glory. He will give us complete restoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.